These events are always bot-free? Mike and Gabe exchanged a glance at Joe's question.
You can't prevent some bots from going wherever they please.
Mike was interrupted by a commotion. At the entrance, four cop bots marched onto the landing, splitting into pairs to stand at each end of the railing.
Speak of the devil.
Gabe's growl was difficult to hear over the sudden noise. A short man with brown hair stepped out from between the pairs of bots. He wore a police uniform and a brown truncheon hung from his belt. His chiseled jaw jutted forward, and his gaze panned the room with suspicion. Joe took a moment to realize what was off about the man. There was a slight cant to his head, something awry with his neck. Whenever his head turned, it stopped off-axis like a tilted globe, his nose in the air. Medbots wouldn't botch a surgery that noticeably, so he must have developed the tilt out of habit, a permanent consequence of looking at the world aslant. An eye blink later, a taller man with thin, reddish hair entered and stood in front of the officer at the landing railing. His police uniform included epaulets on the shoulders of the stiff charcoal coat, complemented by tall black boots. After a brief survey of the room, he nodded. His smug-nosed assistant took the cue and stepped forward to address the room in a loud voice.
May I have your attention? You have the honor to meet the National Minister of Security, Xie Peitan.
He drew out the surname's second syllable, making it sound foreign and elite.
He would like to address you.
A murmur filled the room. As the assistant stepped back, one of the cop bots released a small drone to broadcast the minister's speech. Peyton grasped the railing self-assuredly with both hands. Joe saw that he was pale, thin, and muscular. He spoke without preamble in a confident, aristocratic tone.
Though it's unfortunate that more of you are not present at this gathering, I'm glad to be able to personally deliver this message to the assembled. This notice is being shared with everyone on this campus and throughout the area.
He paused for emphasis.
Last week, there was an illegal protest at this college. Although we've not finished our investigation, we know it was not the work of students, but rather an outside agitator group who may be responsible for escalating protests in other parts of the country. We intend to end these protests and bring the perpetrators to justice. We will deal firmly with anyone who is in any way associated with this group.
His assistant stepped forward again and provided contact information for the police investigation before announcing that Peyton wanted to greet everyone in the room. The minister descended the stairs to shake hands with the guests, escorted by his assistant and two of the cop bots. The other two remained on the landing above. Mike shook his head, keeping a wary eye on the circling group.
I've heard Peyton is a level one,
Mike whispered as the minister approached.
A level one? I don't know of many in the country. Not a guy to irritate.
Joe pasted on a smile as Peyton stood before him, the assistant and cop bots a meter behind. The minister's piercing eyes, dark and slightly bloodshot, stood out on his pallid face. He reached out a hand, and Joe took it. His handshake was firm and vice-like, his skin damp. A second later, he turned to the next group. The assistant swaggered away, curling his lip at Joe as he passed. The cop bots followed in lockstep, their graphene Kevlar mesh capes swishing.
Never been this near to cop bots before. Never had any trouble with the law. Well, never been caught. They are Pippa bots, but taller, built on a robust chassis with higher strength parameters. Voice tone tuned down an octave and programmed to sound laconic. Authorized for the use of force, controlled by a threat scale. I don't want to initiate that program.
The room hushed as the minister continued around the room. Most of his colleagues' faces were unfriendly as Peyton passed. Mike's face twitched as he grumbled, "Why'd they let him in here? One person's social order is another's disorder." Gabe frowned.
"Not now, Mike.